Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a safe and terrific Thursday. It is a pleasure to be joined by Chattanooga FC coach Peter Fuller. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. Let's get right into it. The National Independent Soccer Association, is the game plan still to shoot for a May 10th return?
I think the league is looking more at May 16th right now. And again, as with every pro league in the country, it's fluid. It really changes daily. But as of right now, I think we're looking at 16th of May against Oakland. So is the plan.
Okay. And let me ask you this. When the league returns, will it return with fans, or is there a possibility that you might have to play a match or two without fans?
I think that's a possibility, but I know our ownership groups throughout the league don't want that. I mean, they want people in the city, and I think particularly for the smaller markets, lower league teams in this country, I think it's important. That's a big portion of our ability to generate revenue. So it's important.
Have you had those conversations with your players about that possibility? Because like you said, I'm sure that's something nobody, you don't want it, the players don't want it, the fans don't want it, but if it had to happen for a match or two, have you talked to the players about what that would be like?
I haven't, and I don't think, I think the players right now are just playing every day that we can just get back and start training, let alone playing. So I don't think for the players that would be a major. I think they want to play in front of fans. They certainly want to play in front of their home crowd. They were, devastated when we weren't able to play on the 14th of March against Michigan Stars. And you guys know, it's a great event anytime Chattanooga plays at home and at Finley with the hooligans and everything else. It's just a big party. But I think the players right now, more than anything, they just want to get back on the field and start at least practicing, let alone playing.
And coach, when you talk about practicing, this is kind of an interesting time because I would assume each of the players are having to train individually, but there's also the matter of you do want to practice the social distancing, physical distancing, whatever you want to call it. How have your players kind of gone about doing that?
What we've done is we've given the players individual training programs, and we've done it in 2-week segments. So every day is different. We've set it up in such a way that players have access to a gym and are able to train using equipment. They have one program. If they're not able to do that, they're able to do body weight and be able to do that outside if they need to. So we've tried to cover that as best as we can. The guys that went into the break injured, we've tried to make sure we monitor them and keep on top of where they're at in terms of their overall fitness. But the big thing is just trying to make sure guys are doing something every day, and it's set up so that they can do it on their own. So
now, if you how are you keeping in touch? Will you call a player, or do y'all do the Zoom thing where you have team meetings? How does that kind of work?
We had our first Zoom meeting on this past Monday. It was fun and funny. let's put it that way. But it was it served its purpose. We were able to get a lot. We were able to get a lot done in a short period of time with it. To be honest with you, right now, thank God for Zoom. It was fine. I've spoken to every player on the phone. with three or four exceptions, I've spoken to everyone this week individually. Those conversations might be 5 minutes, it might be 45 minutes. But it's down to whatever the players need. I try and make sure that I'm here for them and that they know, you know, we as a staff, you know, from, you know, Bill Elliott, the technical director, Jeremy Allenbaugh, Jordan Mathias, myself, Drew Courtney, that the players know that we're there for them and that we care. And I think that I think you need that personal contact. As difficult as it is in this time, I think you've got to try and make the effort and get that done.
I like how you think Zoom is fun and funny, because you and I are, I mean, I'm of the same age to where I do too, but then I've got a fourth grader who's had a Zoom meeting every day this week at 9 a.m. It's normal for fourth graders. It's just weird for people like you and me.
Exactly. Well, my wife is director of the health and wellness department at Regis College outside of Boston, and she's been doing that. I think she's been on Zoom. I think she has stock in Zoom now, actually. So she's on it every day, multiple hours. So
you're listening to Chattanooga FC coach Peter Fuller here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
And I know everybody's concern is first and foremost about safety for players, fans, everybody remaining healthy. Have there been any conversations at the higher levels potentially about the advantages and exposure of being the first sport to come back?
A little bit. And I think, I tell you, it took for us as a soccer nation, we're taking a little bit of a hit. I saw in the news today that they're blaming the Italian outbreak from the Champions League game in Northern Italy a few weeks ago. So I think, yeah, for sure, it would be great to be the first sport to come back. But it's got to be done safely, and it's got to be done. I think you walk a tightrope there, it'd be great to be the first sport back. It'd be fantastic if we were able to come back and there were no inhibitions with it. The crowds were able to come out and everything else. But I think you also got to ask yourself what happens if five people walk away from it with the virus, you know, and you've got to shut down all over again. So it's not a this isn't an easy tightrope for anybody to walk. Politicians, business people, and certainly athletes and people involved in professional athletics. I mean, you guys know this. I mean, the sports business is an entertainment business, and the bottom line is it's based around people having disposable income to be able to spend on it. And when that disposable income is interfered with, you know, everybody has to worry a little bit because we are in a business that's dependent on people having extra money to spend.
All right, and I've heard a lot of people ask, and I don't know if I've heard anybody in soccer respond to this, but if you gave the date of May 16th, let's say on May 10th, the health department comes out and says, all right, we can start congregating and taking some steps back to normalcy. How long do you think your team would need to then be ready to play?
At least 14 days. And you know, in a perfect world, I would say 28 days, but it's not a perfect world. If they said to us, we have to go out on the field and play in 48 hours, we do it.
I mean,
that's the business we live in, and that's the world that we live in. And the players understand that. I would hope that they would give us 14 days to be able to get ourselves ready to play.
You're listening to Chattanooga FC coach Peter Fuller here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Peter, there's news today that New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees and his family are donating $5 million to the state of Louisiana. There's a story about Adam Wainwright, the pitcher, donating $250,000 to help St. Louis minor leaguers you know, who aren't getting paid right now. I know CFC players, you guys are all ingrained in this community. What have you guys been doing as far as a volunteer work standpoint?
A lot. And I give our players and our front office staff a ton of credit for this, because guys have been out helping with food drives, helping going out and trying to deliver food, deliver supplies to people that need things. I would say probably every other day, somebody or a group from our organization is trying to get out there and help any way that they can. The guys have been brilliant, and I give them full marks, and I give the organization full marks. You guys have known CFC even longer than I have. I mean, I've been here, 16 months. Chattanooga FC has always been an organization that first and foremost is a grassroots, community-based organization. And going from the Highland Park Commons all the way through to the first team playing at Findlay. And that's never going to change. And I think when things like this happen, and situations like this, I think that's a true measure of an organization and a true measure of people. And I applaud our organization and our people for the way that they've stood up during this. It's been phenomenal.
And then finally, Peter, I understand the CFC watch party was a hit. What's the next watch party match going to be?
Oh, guys, I'm praying that the next one will be probably the 23rd. I'm trying to remember who we played that day, but it's either there or the Cal United game on Memorial Day. I think it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm not mistaken, but the first away game after we open up, I'm hoping that CBC is not only standing room only, but they've got a line out the door like I see sometimes at Southside. So I hope it's just absolutely slammed.
Well, listen, Peter, thank you so much. I sure hope you guys are back on the field sooner than later, and I know you and your players do as well. We always always appreciate you taking time out to join us here on Press Row.
Can't thank you guys enough for having me on, and really, really appreciate it, and appreciate the work you guys are doing as well. It's just to keep us all in touch. So thank you.
That sounds great. Peter, thank you as well. Peter Fuller, the coach of the Chattanooga FC, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question when we come back. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.